Is there enough support for new dads on the island? That's the question Manx Care's asking in a new survey. It's admitted there's a gap in its services to support new dads and is hoping to try and address it. I've been speaking to Louis Jennings, who's a dad from Jerby, and he's been telling me more about his experiences of being a new dad.
The best way to describe it is a whirlwind, because the truth is we don't know what's happening. We like to think we do, because it's important for us to know what's going on and everything else, but we've got no idea. And we don't have any support network to go to and give us a clear indication as to what's going on or what to expect. And generally the women have. And what that creates is a bit of a divide, in the sense that the women can take all this information on from various different channels, whether it's midwives and appointments and scans and things like that. And the man really just doesn't get to be involved in that, through not allowed time off work, or just not having the time to do that, or generally not having their own support network to cope with that. And so what that generally does is, when it went on the lead up to the birth, again, all you really notice is your wife is getting bigger, and she's suddenly buying new furniture for a room that their baby's going to live in. And they have that baby growing inside of them. So it's all real. They develop that connection. And as a man, we just sort of nod our heads and go, yeah, yeah. But in reality, we don't know what's happening until the day that baby's born. And then it's kind of a, oh, wow, okay, we've not had any time to prepare. We're not prepared mentally for it. We're not prepared physically for it, because babies are heavy. And it's just a complete shock to the system. And then to top all that off, when you're at home with your wife and your newborn baby, you suddenly feel a complete loss. You don't know how to be, you don't know what to do to help. Yeah, you know, your wife can tell you, I need this, I need you to do this, I need you to make the milk, but make it too hot, make sure it's this temperature. And she's read all this information in all her books. But for you, it's like, this is critical. And there's nowhere really that we have the support to go to as individuals and be taught how to prepare for those 2 weeks. But then once those 2 weeks have been and gone, you've maybe just got used to the fact that, okay, there's a baby, it's waking up in the night, your wife is grouchy, and rightly so, she's still in pain. Once you've got used to that routine, it's gone. 2 weeks, then you're supposed to go back to normal again, as well as dealing with the fact that you're now supporting a baby and a mother that you've got no idea how to support and how to help. So you essentially just make it up as you go along. And there's a lot of pressure on that you're not mentally prepared for at all. So that's, in my opinion, that's where we need more support, is the build up to the birth, especially.
What kind of support do you think would have helped? Would it have been sort of groups that you could go to as specifically targeted to dads, or events potentially? I mean, what kind of thing do you think would have helped you in that situation?
Broadly speaking, women go on their maternity leave. You know, some will work right up until a few weeks before the birth. But they can go to all their antenatal classes and everything else. Whereas, you know, if we take a typical guy, he'll work 9 to 5 or, you know, around that time. I think there should be classes out of hours that potentially guys can be invited to, where they can go for a couple of hours and sit down with the midwives and be explained to in simple terms that what's about to happen, what's coming up, how best to be equipped to deal with the shock. I think men really could do with some training how to deal with hormones, because we throw this word, oh, it's just the hormones, like it's an excuse. And the truth is, it's not an excuse. It's that terminology is meant to mean something, but we just have no idea what that is. So it's like brushing it under the carpet. Oh, it's just her hormones, she'll be all right. It might be just her hormones, but it's still a cry for help from your wife. And if you don't understand that and recognize that, It can also make and break a relationship and a marriage, because you're not equipped to deal with it.
And the thing with hormones as well is that women spend the vast majority of their life dealing with hormones to a certain extent every month on their sort of cycle, whereas men don't have that same experience. So actually, in some ways, it's harder to relate, do you think?
Absolutely, 100%. We men really need to have lessons in understanding what women go through. Not just in pregnancy, but like you said, they go through a menstrual cycle every month. They can't help it. It's their body's way of doing what it does. It generates hormones. Us men, I'll speak for myself, and if others want to relate, they can. Us men are generally quite simple and selfish, and black is black and white is white. So we don't understand that at a certain period of the month or after pregnancy, our wives suddenly become irritating and needy, or, to us, it's just like, all right, you need to chill out. And they're the worst things that you can say. You need to chill out, or you need to relax,
From experience,
So,
yeah.
if they are the worst things that they can say, but from a simple man's brain, that's how we can fix it. If I was speaking to another guy and I said, you just need to chill out because it's going to be fine, another man would be like, yeah, you know what, you're probably right, this will blow over. But to a woman who's experiencing a hormone shift and everything else, I've literally just dropped a nuclear bomb on her, and us men don't know that. And then we go, I don't know what I did wrong. I was just trying to help. And for me, it's men need to understand women a lot better in that respect. And I think that would help for childbirth and everything else, because women say it all the time, childbirth, it's the hardest thing you have to go through in life physically. And I think us men generally just brush it off and go, well, it can't be that hard, surely. Women do it all the time. Yeah, maybe women do it all the time, but that doesn't take away from the fact of how difficult it is and how much that they need our support more than ever at that time. And I think the government and Manx Care, I think it would go a long way for them to realize the importance of a father and how much impact a properly educated father could be to helping their wives and loved ones through that experience. And I think that would make a massive difference.
Because there's very little focus on the father, which is understandable considering it's the woman who's going through the
Correct.
medical issues and things like that. So there isn't as much of a focus on the father. But did that make you feel in any way like you were a spare part and not as important in terms of the balance of parenting?
Yes, I would say it does, it makes you feel like a sperm donor to a certain degree, in that, okay, we've done our bit now. And in barbaric terms, the best way I could describe it is, okay, you've done your bit, now go back to work and don't worry about it, but then at the same time, worry about it, but don't worry about it. No, I need you here. No, I don't need you here. You do feel sort of lost and in the wilderness a bit, in terms of how you can be involved, how you can make a difference. And I believe that all men want that. They want to be involved. They want to be helping out where they can. They want to know what the right course of action is to do. But if you don't have the tools to do that, if you don't have that education behind you, and sure, you can do research online, but it's so much easier when you're in a room full of like-minded individuals. That's why in antenatal classes there are multiple women there who are pregnant round about the same due date time, that can relate to each other. And And I think that's this the same for men. Men can, you know, you can form friendships from that, you know, from that point on, you know, you can meet people in these classes that are having babies at the same time or around about the similar time. You know, you can keep in touch that way. You can ping ideas off of each other from what you've learned in the classes. And it's just a more interactive way of learning from a man's perspective what their wife really needs at that time and what their baby needs at that time. And that would make us as guys feel a lot more included in the whole process, because right now we have a job, we get our wives pregnant, and then we don't really have much of a say between point A and point B when baby's born. And when baby's born, that is a real sort of shock to the system to go, oh, this is real. Now I need to do something, but I have no idea what. And then we don't recognize our wives so much because of the hormones and such. So it's an eye opener.
So Manx Care have launched this survey now because they have recognised that there is a gap in their offering for new dads. So do you think this is a positive step that they're wanting to actually hear what would benefit new dads and hopefully try and implement some other support groups or services going forward?
Yeah, I do. Massively. I think it's a great step forward from Manx Care. Because what I think people tend to, or Manx Care have maybe not picked up on, is us as dads can be a massive help, not just to our wives and our newborns, but also to Manx Care themselves. Because if we're educated and up to speed with everything that's going on within the birthing time and antenatal classes and even aftercare, they don't necessarily need to do some of the stuff that really we should be doing as dads. You know, if we already know how to correctly hold our baby through a parental class leading up to the birth, we don't need a midwife to spend 5 minutes after the baby's just been born saying, no, support the neck, hold this, put your arm like this. She can get on with her more important job, or he. So I think it can only serve to benefit everybody. But as long as it's designed to educate potential future dads that the about the women's and the mother's hormones, and also the requirements of a newborn baby. I mean, I try and explain to people where I can that a newborn baby is very simple. It either needs its nappy changing, its due a feed, or it needs winding. And that's the basics of, and obviously love and nurturing, but that's the basics of a newborn baby. But most dads don't know how to do that. They don't know how to nurture. They don't know how to make a bottle, you know, at the right temperature. They don't know. It's all too much. So all those basic things can be taught very quickly, and suddenly we can become a real big help. I mean, most dads don't even know how to change a nappy before a baby's born, because we find it absolutely ridiculous to put a nappy on a doll. But if they realize the importance of what's about to happen, you'd put a nappy on a doll all day long until you got it right.
I'm Barbara Roberts, head of midwifery.
I'm Liza Munro, midwife, but lead midwife for Ockenden. We recognised that there were some gaps in the services. We'd reached out to Dads Matters in the UK because obviously we realised we're not doing the same as what the UK does, and obviously we can't, but we need to look at where are our gaps and how can we fill them to be able to look at how we can support dads going forward within maternity services.
And why is it something that we can't do to the same level as the UK? Is it purely down to resourcing?
Yeah, I think numbers are massively different as well. So, you know, I think getting back on track after COVID, and we know maternity has short staffing across the board, we know that. So it's about basically getting on board with dads, you know, and enabling them to let's put some services into place, let's put some things forward that we can do. First thing we need to do is recognise what that is.
It has been very well received so far, though, hasn't it?
Yeah.
You did launch the survey on the 19th of March, and today on the 21st of March, you've got near on 200 responses.
Yeah. That's an incredible response. I mean, a lot of government consultations don't get that response after being open for a month, let alone for 2 days. So that must show that this is something that is really important to people here, and it's something that has been felt like it's maybe lacking in certain areas up until this point.
Yeah, I think we recognise that. We know that the gaps have been there, and we're excited about moving forward with this and seeing where we go and working in the community and with the community to bring this forward.
Have you had any ideas about how the service can be improved?
So one of the things that we've actually started, obviously, is the relaunch of Daddy Baby Care, which was extremely popular. This was initially relaunched in 2014. We're bringing that back. Some of the other things that we're looking at is peer support, dad's champions, you know, enabling dads to support each other, and wait for more feedback and see where that goes.
I think that's the thing, isn't it? Because quite often you find that it's primarily mums that will take the babies to baby groups and support groups and things like that, because they're usually the ones off work and have the time to do it. And actually, for the dads, it's much harder to find other parents of newborns particularly to actually have those conversations with. So facilitating that will hopefully go quite a long way to helping them feel supported.
It's important to recognise that sometimes we have a lot of families whose main families are not on the island, you know, so they are quite isolated as well. It's really important to know that getting that support out there is integral with what they're doing. And there is, we need to think families. It's across the board, we need to think families. And, you know, it's important that dads are a massive part of how we support mums. By doing that, we're reaching across the board.
And is this something that is going to be sort of implemented across the board? I mean, especially, I suppose, within the Jane Crook, with yourself, Barbara, how is this feedback going to help aid the work that you're doing as well?
Well, I think it's important to acknowledge that dads or significant others play a really important part in supporting mums and helping their mental health post-birth as well. It's a time that is incredibly stressful but also incredibly rewarding and challenging, and it's about giving people the skills and the confidence to be able to navigate those first few weeks, which are often the most difficult.
Because every birth is different as well, and so you've got the hormones to deal with, which are scary to a lot of men anyway, generally, because they just don't have the experience of dealing with them. But also when you have mums who have maybe had complicated labours, have had to have cesareans and actually need a lot of physical support as well as emotional support, it can be quite overwhelming for a new dad, when, especially if your partner's been fairly independent up until that point.
Yes, I think you're right. I think often the dads have been the person who comes along and fixes the problems, and now they can't fix the problem because they might not know what the problem is, and they might not have the skills or the knowledge to feel that they know what the answers are. So we hope that this initiative and also the relaunch of the Daddy Baby Care will give those new dads and prospective dads the confidence to say, yeah, I do know what I'm doing and I can do it, and we're going to do it together and get through it.
So with the relaunch of the Daddy Baby Care, when is that going to be available for dads again?
We are hoping to relaunch that in the next 4 to 6 weeks. There will be a dedicated email address which everybody will receive during their parent education sessions, and dads can refer themselves in via that email address and then will be allocated to the most appropriate session.
Thank you for making it to the end of the Little Manx Radio newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you.